We're talking about gas prices, but have you seen the lines at the airports? People trying to get out of Pearson or fly home, whether you're flying within the country or trying to get somewhere else, it is difficult to get to your flight in time, even if you give yourself hours, because the lines specifically going through security have been keeping people held up for hours on end. The transportation minister, Omar Al-Ghabra, has weighed in on this. Here's what he thinks behind the delays.
The volume of certain flight numbers at certain parts of the day, so there are significant peaks and valleys. Second, there's issue also of new travelers who had not traveled for very long, taking out the laptop, taking out the fluids, all that adds 10 seconds here, 15 seconds there.
It really does. If you don't know that you're supposed to take your shoes off and unpack all of your electronics, you're holding up the line. It's true. The transportation minister also says that the government is trying their hardest to fix this.
The issues of training, the issue of preparing the travelers, staffing, Transport Canada is working with CATSA as we speak, and the airports and the airlines, on making sure we understand what other bottlenecks that need to be addressed immediately. So I'm confident that work is happening as we speak. We're going to see improvement moving forward, and we need to be ready for the summer season to make sure that everything is flowing as smoothly as possible.
All right. For more on this, we welcome to the program Dave Flowers, who is president of District 140 at the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, which represents about 4,000 airport security workers here in Ontario and in BC. Dave, we thank you very much for your time, and we'll start with this, your reaction to the two clips that we just played of the Federal Transport Minister.
Well, I'll start by Rashmi and Scott. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. Yeah, it's interesting to hear that. Just last week, the same minister and the same federal agencies said that they're not immune to staffing and recruitment issues, and somehow they've now figured out that this is the traveling public's to blame in only a short week. So it is very interesting to hear that. What's interesting to us is that if that was the case in coming out of the pandemic, that somehow travelers had forgotten how to take out laptops or their liquid bags, then why aren't we seeing that south of the border in international airports as well, too? I mean, you'll see lineups sometimes from time to time all over the place, but we're having it coast to coast in all of our major airports across the country, and you're not seeing that in our neighbors down to the south or in international. So does that mean that Canadians are the only ones that are having trouble remembering how to travel post-pandemic? Seems strange to me.
So based on your knowledge, Dave, what is the reason of these delays?
Well, we talk to our members, and we know what the attractment and the retaining issue is. It's a problem due to mismanagement and the human resources by CATSA and its third-party contractors in the staffing levels, and that's caused by two main things being told by our membership: non-competitive wages in the industry and really challenging working conditions.
Dave Flowers is our guest, the president of District 140 at the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. And that union represents about 4,000 airport security workers in Ontario and here and also in BC. You're listening to The Rush with Rashmi Nair and Scott MacArthur on News Talk 1010 Toronto. Dave, you know, the pandemic hits about, what was it now, 26 or so months ago. A lot of travel is stifled immediately. Mm-hmm. How things changed on a dime, it would occur to me. What happened in the early days of the pandemic that would be contributing now to what we are experiencing? How many people left their roles?
Well, to give you an exact number, I don't have, but we had quite a few people that were laid off. Obviously, this industry was hit hard. Quite a few people were laid off, never returned, found competitive working within the airline industry in a lot of cases elsewhere, and just didn't come back. But right now, obviously, we're seeing numbers that in some cases, if you look at projections for July and August, you're looking at numbers that in some cases are higher than pre-pandemic levels, and yet we're not even close to the numbers we had in staffing for those pre-pandemic numbers, and now we're looking to ramp up, and we just can't keep up with it.
Yeah, the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority released some data, and the numbers are pretty much the same, right? We're looking at six digits a day going through Pearson, maybe 111,000, but it is similar to 2019. So the same number of people are traveling, but we're not getting them through security fast enough. Is it that CATSA is asking you to come back to work for the same pay and more difficult working scenarios?
Well, first and foremost, I want to be clear. These members take safety of the traveling public very seriously. And when the pandemic first hit, this was one of the first hit industries to suffer through COVID-19 outbreaks. And yet we didn't have closures. We had to maintain working, and the push was on to get everybody home safely. And in a lot of cases, we didn't even have the proper safety protection gear in place when all of this was happening. We were one of the first places to have large outbreaks within our workplace, and this took a toll on people. Health and safety was an issue in the workplace. Pay was an issue in the workplace, but quite frankly, coming out of the pandemic, we're seeing a lot of employers within this industry recognize the issues in attracting new employees, and they're making the necessary changes to attract and retain. And these agencies are acting like this is the first they know of it, and now they're starting to act, but it's a little too late. It takes a long time to get these highly skilled people up to par, and trying to do that now. The minister said that there's no magic wand to fix this, and the minister is not lying. It will take weeks to get people trained and ready. And what they're doing now is they've made changes to regulations to basically streamline and expedite the training to hurry up and get people out. And at no fault to these members, which are also our members, when you limit the training, you can only put them in certain areas, which is actually causing a further strain on the fully qualified people because they're having quite frequent schedule changes, which is also another reason why people are leaving.
Dave, you detailed some things there that, partly answer this question, but let's just pretend for a second. I get hired to be a security agent, security person at the airport. You mentioned that it's going to be at least weeks until this gets fixed. I would imagine it's going to be more than that. How long does it take me to get trained up before my boots are on the floor at a security check-in at Pearson Airport?
Well, I'm sure some of my local staff could answer that question a little bit better, but it's this 4 to 8 weeks of training, and then there's on-the-job training that takes place, which is best part of 100 hours of on-the-job training before you're fully qualified. And now what they're doing is, in an attempt to fix this, because obviously it's got a lot of media attention in the last little while, in an attempt to fix this, we're changing regulations to offer a more expedited path through that. So, I think they can probably get through in a month or two, or in a month. But that doesn't give you a fully qualified agent. That gives you, in some cases, just an ability to fill some holes.
And to be clear, Dave, you're saying that right now, in May 2022, these trained security airport staff are leaving.
In some cases, yes. They're just up and leaving. And again, remember, once you obtain, security clearances to the airport, you're a desirable employee to other employers that have working in the airline industry. You've already passed some of the complications in getting fully qualified to the airport. So once you get through, your restricted area passes and your Transport Canada regulations, you become desirable to these other employers who are in some cases offering much more. So yes, we are having people just leave. And it's not just money, it's the challenging working conditions. And that's only been amplified by the amount of traveling public that are coming and the staff shortages. We're quite literally being asked to do more with less.
Dave, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us. Dave Flowers is the president of District 140 at the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. We'll certainly have Dave on for a follow-up.